An afternoon news conference kicked off with a short film brimming with nostalgia for the long history of the Cleveland Browns franchise.
This land is sacred ground.
Municipal Stadium, Cleveland, Ohio.
Then, FirstEnergy CEO Tony Alexander announced the new name.
This outstanding facility will be known as the FirstEnergy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns.
To be technical, the phrase "home of the Cleveland Browns" doesn't appear in any of the promotional material handed out at the event. The name change follows a familiar pattern across the country. Many other professional sports teams have sold stadium naming rights to local corporate sponsors. The Cincinnati Reds, for example, play at a field named after the Great American Insurance Group, and Progressive Insurance paid for its name to be put on the Cleveland Indians ballpark. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam says FirstEnergy put in their bid to name the stadium late last summer, and a deal was worked out by year's end. But in an informal talk with reporters after the naming announcement, Haslam declined to reveal any financial details of the deal. He said only that it was, quote, a long-term agreement.
You know, that was FirstEnergy's request, and we're certainly going to honor what they wanted. And they've been great partners. They're great people to work with.
Other teams have been less reticent about detailing naming rights agreements. The Detroit Lions sold theirs to Ford Motor Company for $40 million for 20 years. And the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium became Heinz Field for 20 years at a cost of $57 million. When asked if FirstEnergy customers might react negatively to the company investing a large sum of money into stadium naming rights, FirstEnergy's Alexander said he thought putting the company's name into a national spotlight was a good move. But the deal isn't quite done yet. The new name has to win the approval of Cleveland City Council. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.